Well, Coach, you get a chance to get a hometown kid and Quentin Terry. Gosh, the family's been around for MCC baseball, McCook Collegiate baseball for so long. And gosh, you hope he gets back and that knee rehab and everything. But he's going to be a great addition, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And like you said, we're excited. You know, we want to try and keep good players home if we can. And, you know, like you said, just, you know, they've been around baseball. They're a baseball family. You know, been so involved for so many years with Legion and college. You know, older brother played here. Both older brothers played here at one time or another. So, you know, I actually think Quentin's a pretty nice hitter. You know, he's got some knee surgery, it sounds like, and hopefully get that cleared up and get recovered and be ready to go. So we're looking forward to having him stay around for sure.
Now, he's played a number of positions in Legion ball, but it sounds like he, you know, maybe first base, maybe there might be some other ones he might be good at as well.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're looking at. You know, the main thing is kind of looking at him as a hitter. We think he's a good hitter. Mm-hmm. And position hopefully will follow. You know, like you said, he's done a lot. He's played some third, played some first, caught. You know, obviously catching and coming off knee surgery is going to be maybe a little trickier. You know, a lot of times we'll move maybe corner infielders, corner outfield. So, you know, it just kind of matters. Depends, I guess, on what it is. You know, we go through the same thing every fall as we try and get, you know, the best, you know, 10 to 12 hitters that we have on our team somewhere where they can fit position-wise. And if we can do that and get some offense going, we'll be good. So hitter first with him and then a position to follow.
I'm sure you've seen kids in your long career of get her going through some surgeries, but come back and really have a good career, huh?
Yeah, we really have. You know, and surgeries are, you know, they're getting better. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, you know, I'm extremely impressed with the medical professionals here in town that are working with our athletes right now, both on the training staff and the orthopedic staff. We've had a couple, you know, Tommy John surgeries through there. I think another ACL, and boy, those guys that have had surgeries here in McCook. You know, we've got one kid at Marshall right now who had Tommy John here, and he recovered better than some of the other ones that I saw. So, just been really happy with, you know, the medical services we get here in town. The hospital's got some really good things going for him. So we're sure happy with them. And I know Quentin will be in good hands, and, you know, he'll come back, and, you know, surgeries are, it stinks, you know, but they're somewhat common. So, you know, hopefully we can get back. And sometimes you see those guys even come back stronger.
Winter months right now, a lot of time lifting and inside work. Boy, you get a 65, 70-degree day. Do you get out and do some stuff or just pretty much inside?
We tried to go inside just to kind of try and keep it. We kind of want to try and give the guys the same schedule. This is when we're hitting. This is when we're lifting. And let them kind of spend the last 6 weeks, you know, 4 to 6 weeks focusing in the classroom. Now we will, you know, guys can go out. You know, I know our pitchers have went outside 2 or 3 times when it was really nice because, you know, when they throw that, it's good for them to stretch it out a little bit. So they've done a nice job doing that. And they have gone out there because we have had some pretty nice weather. And some guys will go out on their own and throw. But for the most part, we try and want to kind of stay on the schedule a little bit. And we feel like we can get some pretty good work done inside. So we've been pretty happy with the winter.
Awesome, man. Thank you.